So I missed the good stuff. She ambushed me. I was trying to go collect this can. Because I have nowhere to put trash. Can's been sitting down here by the end of the driveway since Monday. She said she would take care of it. She said she wanted to do the trash, which includes going to retrieve the can after they come and pick it up. But now I don't have anywhere to put trash, so I need to get this can. And she's trying to throw me out first thing in the morning for sitting out on the front porch smoking a cigarette when I'm actually going down to the end of the driveway. It's about 150 yards. Y'all be able to hear this. This can makes a lot of noise. We're walking back up the driveway. Yeah, it's gonna be loud. So let's see what she says when I get back. It's about 9:30.
There's a failure to communicate here. There's a failure of you to listen repeatedly.
Okay, I hear you.
There's a failure of you to supervise. So?
Yes. Coffee?
Took, that's not going to save you.
Mm. because I got the can so I can get the trash out.
Can you explain why you doing the cans doesn't work? Because you didn't get someone up to supervise those kids when you went and did that, okay? All right? And more than that, you're out here on the porch when those kids need to be supervised.
I haven't been on the porch. I've been making Hazel breakfast.
Garbage underneath my nose. Thanks. Real nice.
Well, come on, baby. It's cold out here.
Why that was necessary.
Well, I'm trying to get her out of the way. I'm trying to get things done if you wanna console the baby.
Bullshit.
Then that would be great.
Bullshit.
If not, I guess I have to quit what I'm doing after I get this can set up and
bullshit.
Go console the baby.
Shit. I see oatmeal. That's instant oatmeal. So, yes, I see some breakfast that the baby could eat. Okay, but I get up because of crying. Alright?
Alright.
Let's get up over random crying.
I'm sure that sounds like crying to you, but it's just her chattering.
No, I know the difference. Because I'm not going to argue over, you know, whether something's broken with my perception, whether something's defective with me, with my attitude in the morning or my beliefs, okay? I already know about your habits. I already know about how you cover it up. I already know that you do stuff that I don't approve of, that I think it has to do with supervision and how you spend your time versus I don't. See that you prioritize people over things, okay? And whatever you're trying to accomplish or do isn't appropriate for that moment because you're the one in charge of supervising the kids. When I do garbage, mom's up here helping me with it because there's kids, okay? So you're running down the driveway leaving a baby, a 2-year-old, and
70-year-old unattended.
They're all watching TV and playing peacefully in the living room. Takes 5 minutes to go down to pick up the can and start cleaning.
Hold the fort down. All you gotta do is show that you can follow some basic rules. Rules that you don't like, don't believe in,
don't have any respect for, because you don't believe in conditions or expectations. And you have a family with children. With children! So you have immature ideas about what that means. You're not doing it.
I'm sorry, I don't.
You keep justifying it and rationalizing it.
I'm sorry I don't meet your standards, okay? I'm trying to improve.
No,
working
you're not.
On improvement.
You, that's just something
I'm
you say.
I'm not trying to improve.
That's something you say.
Yeah.
Even now, I'm speaking to you. You won't stop. You're not going to stop and prioritize because this is your habit. This is how you manage, how you do it. You don't address problems, and problems when you mount up like a huge, and you never resolve or address them.
I don't understand why you have such a problem with me cleaning up.
I don't care that you don't understand. I've explained it, and you fail to acknowledge that it is an issue. Okay, you fail to acknowledge that it is neglect, that there is a problem with supervision in this instance, okay? That this is a repeat behavior.
It's not a repeat. It's
10 behavior.
O'clock in the morning. I've been up with the baby since 6:30. Anawa got up around 7.
So you know how long they've been up? You know why I know how long they've been up? Because I can hear them when they get up. I can hear cries. Okay, I understand what crying is versus general play.
Well, that means for 3 hours, I've been playing with the children, having breakfast, making them breakfast, getting them all fed, getting diapers changed. I haven't been on the front porch all morning like you think. I know that's a pattern that you think I adhere to religiously, but I'm making improvements. I'm making adjustments because I want to get along with you better.
You're not making improvements. You're not making adjustments. When you go down the driveway to get the can, it takes 5 minutes or whatever. You know, 5 minutes what it takes for your kid to get her finger burned and to get the grandparents noticing it. You know, the lack of supervision is when things happen. It's when crying occurs and when, you know, you don't do the appropriate things when it comes to calling in somebody else for supervision. You're not being responsible. And no, there have been too many times where being on the porch is very important to you.
No, it's not.
No, I watch you throughout the day.
It's not very important.
You spend half your time out there.
There's a lot more important things in my life than being out on the porch. What's that?
You're acting like it's a negotiation, you know, or whatever, and it's not.
Well, when faced with accusations, I expect to have some time to retort and defend my position.
And you did, except the proof is elsewhere.
You said there was evidence of breakfast being made. Here we are 3 hours in, and I don't have anywhere to put trash. I'm trying to clean up, I don't have anywhere to put trash. So it was important to get the can, so they could empty the trash.
Really,
so I have
that's
place
a bunch
to put
of bullshit,
trash.
Because you pull trash out of that thing and leave it in the kitchen when it's convenient for you.
Yeah, but when it's over full, I can't get it out of the liner without breaking the trash bag.
And you know what I do in those instances? Because I've run across that so many times.
I don't know what you do.
Is I get garbage, a garbage bag, and literally have to hand dig that stuff out of the top and put it into a garbage bag and have two garbage bags then.
Well, I just take the liner out to the garbage can and dump the bag out upside
down.
You're
not doing that. Okay, you're walking all the way down the driveway to get the can.
Well, if the
which
can was already here,
days.
Then I would have been just out the door dumping the trash, but I had to go get the can.
Took, you're not making the appropriate decisions associated with that situation and prioritizing accordingly, okay, in a responsible fashion.
Okay, that is a valid opinion.
It's not just an opinion. It's your partners who you're on the rocks with and who you're ignoring. It's not just an opinion.
All right.
You don't have the same values as me. You don't even look at responsibility the same way. This thing of you trying on your own to figure it out, even I recognize. You could really use a setting where someone works on you on the basic life front. And like, yeah, from an organizational and
really,
balancing and weighing decisions.
I'm a 55-year-old man. I'm beyond needing a life coach. Thank you very much.
Except you were an alcoholic and a drug addict. Messes with your brain.
I haven't been a drug addict for over 5 years.
It doesn't matter.
And before that, I hadn't been a drug addict for over 15 years.
You used one of the worst substances on damaging the brain.
Yeah, for 5 months. For 5 months.
That's toke.
I got my head out of my ass and I quit doing it.
Maybe it was only for 5 months, but the impact on the brain is tremendous. Do you know heroin junkies are better off than what you were doing? Because we have drugs that can treat a heroin junkie that can inhibit the brain damage that follows in withdrawal. We have nothing like that for meth. The brain damage that sets in with withdrawal from meth is severe, more severe than heroin. Did you know that?
Yes, actually, I did.
There's no treatment for those people. No cure. Adulting, where you view a substance in terms of control, what you don't view the substance in terms of is health. How you manage your health and the support necessary to support your health. Through withdrawal and try to leave yourself in a better position than you would have been otherwise, health-wise and brain-wise. Attempts to do it yourself, you know, outside of an appropriate guide setting, which I know people don't have access to. I get that.
So what does all this have to do with the garbage and the trash and cleaning up?
The garbage and trash and cleaning up and how you manage life and the kids and how you prioritize and supervision and responsibilities are important. They do relate. When you're calculating decisions throughout your day and how you're going to manage, yeah, that's an issue. If you find that life is getting away from you in terms of the house or the kids or the garbage, or, you know, we rationally know that if you come home, you know, and you find that the garbage can's not out there, or notice the garbage can's not out there, you go and get it. If you don't, if you suddenly notice it's not there, then you would wake Selena up and say, I gotta go down the driveway and get a garbage can. Watch the kids for me while I'm gone. I even ask you to watch the kids while I'm going to the bathroom. So if I have to pop up, because I do hear crying. And I'm not just talking about random crying. I'm talking about when a kid cries for too long. And I've come out and I discover that you've abandoned that responsibility. I'm not going to like it. It's not just that, oh, you figured you could do it for a second. That kind of habit, I know what that leads to. It led to things like my brother missing the ends of his fingers. It leads to stuff like Anoa having burns on her finger. It leads to stuff happening with your kids. That the more you roll the dice on that one, the more you're going to see happen. It's also neglect. It's considered, you know, you must supervise your children. It is, or have appointed someone to supervise those kids. Even with the door closed on the porch, when you're smoking, you have to be able to hear your kids or see them or have enough situational, like have some kind of monitor or whatever. Like you have to sit on video surveillance. The only way you can get away with sitting on that porch with the door closed and the kids inside is having a clean enough environment, you know, such an environment that you know they can't hurt themselves. Or you're going to have video surveillance, some kind of like video pointing down on them where you can see them all. And trust me, kids are really good at getting outside the camera thing.
Well, if I may be permitted to speak, I did have one cigarette this morning. I didn't sit down. I stood at the window and I could see Anoa and Raven playing on the kitchen, on the living room floor, through the window the entire time. That's an adjustment I made in my behavior so that I wasn't staring at my phone the whole time. And I could see the kids, and they were fine.
Yeah, well, you didn't make the appropriate decision when you came going down the driveway to get the kids.
I hadn't left yet before you woke up.
Toki, you were off.
I just went out to roll a cigarette to smoke on my way down, and then you were up. So, good timing.
Look, I see the look of panic on your face, but when I open that door and I come down the hall and you're coming in trying to get all defensive and defend yourself, you know what you're doing.
I told you what happened, honestly.
You did not. When I came down the hall, you got a cigarette in your hand, and you got a lighter in your hand.
Yeah,
your next thought
just
is
finished.
Lighting that cigarette and going and getting that can, not coming down the hall to wake me up and get me to supervise the kids, and you're already outside doing that.
I was outside rolling the cigarette. And I was about to go, and then Anoa was trying to follow me down, so I picked her up and I brought her back in the living room.
Do I even need to point out that when it is on my end, and I'm going down the road to get the garbage can, it's an affair where I'm dressing up the kids, and we're making a little trip out of it to go get the fucking garbage can?
Well, that's always fun, but...
No, it's not fun! It's because I'm here alone, and I've got kids, and I'm responsible with the children in terms of keeping them under my supervision and care.
Well, I've taken them all down there before, and I do consider it fun.
It's necessary. It's not fun. It's what's required. If no one's around to watch your kids, unless they're all napping, that's what the way I have to handle it. It's not about convenience. It's not about fun. Maybe it ends up being fun for them, but that's not really the primary purpose.
Oh, you're getting sleepy.
I do find you
Well, men do learn to suppress their emotions. Sleepy babies. Want to help me parent? Or do you want to complain about how bad I'm doing? Because I'm making a bottle.
I believe I act as your caretaker and a lot of things to help support you in caring for your children, and that you are really, just like when I was teaching you marijuana or doing anything else with you, uncooperative. Reject the guidance, reject what I'm saying, and you say it's tone and delivery, but at this point in my life, working with you, I'm just frustrated. I don't like someone who doesn't have it together, and not only doesn't have it together, but when they want my help, or I'm supposed to work with them, or I'm supposed to point these things out,
I've seen. Well, that escalated quickly. Way better, but I don't know if it's ever gonna go away.